Han er den nu også sidste gang, nu skal han kun gøre Hickory Edwards Onondaga Turtle Clan. And these are my homelands. I actually started kayaking. My cousin, she got a kayak for her birthday, so she wanted me to go with her, so I borrowed one. And it's just started from there. You know, I was talking with my cousin, and we decided to go to our other cousins in the Mohawk River Valley, but we had no idea how to get there. We were asking our elders, how do these waterways connect our lands still? Because that was one of the things that's always been taught to us, our waters connect us. And, you know, I was wondering who still remembers that, and it wasn't anybody who remembered that. So I took it upon myself that year to find that out. Me personally, I have always grew up knowing not to go in the water, not to touch the water. There's pollution everywhere you go. You can't get away from it now, that every single body of water has some sort of form of pollution. You know, it's just really how to deal with it now. It's horrible to say, horrible even to think that you learn to live with that. These waterways are very important to our people because that's really how the peacemaker came to us. Our peacemaker came, he planted that tree of peace with four white roots spreading out in all four directions. You know, you can go to Seneca lands, you can go over to the Mohawks and, you know, down into the Hudson. You can go up north, up into Huron's territory, and then down into the Carolinas with these, and then you can go west all the way over to the Dakotas from these waterways that start right here. You know, I've seen this paddling as a way to be out there. You know, to be out there and do something, you know, and then paddle strokes that you put in the water, you know, they have effect on the world. The trip to New York City, the Two Row Wampum Enactment Campaign, from here, from Onondaga, we had a group of natives only that went out, and I think we had 14 people. But when we got there, we had a crew that was waiting at their landing spot on the Hudson River, so that's where we met up with them, and our group ballooned into roughly 300 canoers and then roughly 2,000 followers on land. All our native paddlers being on our right because we were here, and then the non-native paddlers on the left because they came from the east to our lands. It's really important that we know these places, know these waterways, you know, because that's us. It's that same water. It's the same water that my ancestors drank, because we're all made up of the same water. It's in there, that same water that makes up us. It's going to make up our grandkids and make up our future generations. All that water is just being recycled and connected, and that's why I bring our people back on that waterways to know ourselves. So I see that as, you know, putting that knowledge and instilling that we need to protect this water through canoeing, like Sungwaiyat Desai intended, our creator intended, for us to be here on this land. Alone we can change ourselves, but together we can change the world.